anybody else but Derek Carr because he knew going in.
But look how many different systems he had to learn under over the last 3 to 4 years, maybe. And he done did exceptionally well to have to be in a different offense year to year.
Now, see, I'm gonna throw this at you. I'm gonna throw this, and the reason why I say I can't really fault. I mean, I got to put all this on Derek Carr. You look at someone like Jalen Hurts, who really was not known as a passer, but has shown improvement once he started bringing his boys.
With okay, but you got
from Devontae Adams to AJ Brown. Philly brought his boys in. He improved as a passer. Vegas brought Devontae Adams and Derek. They got Derek Carr, his guy.
No, they brung in Josh McDaniels. And even though they brung in, Devontae Adams.
That's fair.
The way McDaniels run the offense, it's no way that you forget about Waller. A Renfro when you got a healthy Renfro.
I'm not saying that this is right. I'm just saying this is what it is.
But,
You can't see that development from Jalen Hurts when he brought his best friend in. I bring your best friend in and you get worse. Somebody's got to take the fall, and I save the most money by cutting the quarterback. Granted, I'll be fair. You need to fire Josh McDaniels and send his punk ass back to New England. If I'm the Raiders, yes.
Ooh, you woke up.
He feeling good now.
He woke up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you gotta send him. You gotta send him back to New England too.
The seriousness of the way he said that.
Yeah, because they had no business firing Vic Versace.
Athletic trainers who responded.
Versace had this team ball. You bring in Josh McDaniels and you see what happens. And I'm not, like I said, I don't agree with the decision, but it was the most cost effective. Yo, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Give me your thoughts about what's going on with the Raiders.
It's a mess.
a train wreck.
It's a mess, man. Let me just fall back on something real quick. You had asked me real quick. I had a little situation with who I was out of town, came back and had a roof leak. So I had to have this guy down here and get me. Oh yeah. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. But anyway, a couple of things. I want to get to Dana White real quick. My attitude about that is this. Chris Beard, the head basketball coach at Texas. His girl said he strangled her and all, whatever the circumstances were. Anyway, he lost his job yesterday. $27 million, I believe they was paying him over that 7 years. It was a lot of money. He lost a lot. No, he was going to make, I think, $7 million a year. It was a lot of money. Lost his job. Dana White, head of the UFC. If that was one of his fighters, his contract would be gone.
Absolutely.
But John Jones has had 9 lives, so I got to be fair with it.
But see, too fair because he cracked the whip on John Jones, too.
I like Dana White. I think he has brought that promotion to a point where it's like, man, this is amazing. But I tell you what. He has to be penalized for this. Because what you're basically saying, it's okay for him. It's okay for him, you know, and I hate to say this. And, you know, I think about the Ray Rice thing, and I said this years ago, and I'll say it again. No man should put his hands on a woman. But I'm going to tell you what happens, bro. Sometimes it's just instinct. Your reaction, somebody hit you, pow. You react that quick. I mean, you don't have a second. There's not that second to think about it. He's got to be suspended, or I don't know if you get rid of him, because certain things you just have to take care of at home. He said that it has never occurred before. I ain't gonna lie, that one's kind of hard for me to believe because she didn't have no problem slapping him. So. They got issues they need to work out.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one because for y'all to be married over 30 years, And now all of a sudden y'all go out and y'all, number one, y'all been married for over 30 years. Now all of a sudden y'all go out and have too much to drink. Y'all wait 30 years to go out and have too much to drink and start slapping each other.
No, trust me, they didn't have these bouts at home. The only difference with this is this one got caught on camera.
Yeah, that one didn't pass the smell test with me either.
Yeah, and so from that standpoint, he'd have been better off not even mentioning nothing with that. We say, hey, you know what? We acted in a manner that it shouldn't have occurred. This is a family issue. We're going to deal with it. Oh, I've never tested me, man. Y'all both slapped each other. Looked like she pretty good at it too. So I ain't believing that story. But, when it gets down to it, yeah, they have to suspend him. What's really, really bothering me with this. I don't like to use the race situation, but it's almost like they're trying to prolong it to see if it'll die out and he can just get a pass. I think if it was any other situation, if it was a brother, he's done.
Oh, no question.
I'll be honest. I think if it was a Hispanic fighter, he's done. A Middle Eastern fighter, he's done. He needs to be held accountable. Now, getting on to the thing with the Raiders, I think it's horrible to a point of how they did Derek Carr. Dude then had 1,000 offensive coordinators, then been through 3 coaches in 1 year. He has realistically been the only steady thing that they have had. Waller was not himself last year. Yeah, you had Hunter Renfro, but hey man, that dude is one of those, he's like a Julian Edelman. If you think he's a wide receiver one, he's not. They bring in Javonte Adams to shore up the offense. But the problem is, as soon as they snap the ball, somebody's already in the backfield. And then, for them to get Derek Carr to a point where they say, hey, okay, we're going to sit you down this week. We just want to see what's happening with whoever it is. But then to send him home away from the team, and from what I've heard, he is not that type of guy. It says a lot. If I'm Davante Adams, I know he has to say the right thing right now, but what they don't realize, if it ain't for Derek Carr, Davante Adams ain't there.
Very, very true.
And if I'm Davante Adams, I would be going up to Mark Davis's office or whoever it is after the season's over and say, you know what? You can tear up my deal because I do not want to be here.
Well, I think one of the reasons is, I think Davante Adams sees something in Derek Carr that kind of makes him feel like, oh, okay, I can see why the company is moving on with him. He sees better than we can.
Yeah, but something on the back end of it, I think he's supportive of him because that's his guy, but he also has to say the right thing. I believe as the off season comes, I believe he's going to want to get out of there. I think it's totally disrespectful how they did the guy. I honestly do.
Yeah, the only reason why I say that he's not going to do that, because I would think that the way he's carrying it right now. Now you could be 100% right, Mark. Because we'll see how his attitude changes once the season is officially over with. But the body language I'm getting from Davante Adams is, had Derek Carr been better, and had this experience been a little bit better, I think Davante Adams would have fought for it a little bit more. He just really put out, yo, the only reason why I'm here is because of Derek Carr. Now had he seen something? Anything from Derek Carr, I think he'd have been more inclined to be like, no, if he goes, I go. If he goes, I go. But I don't know if he was just still burnt out from his situation in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers fighting over a quarterback. I just think he just wants somebody at this moment that could be able to sling the rock. Now, there is rumors that Tom Brady might be done in Tampa Bay and one of his next destinations could be Vegas. Now, that's all speculation. That's all rumors. That's part of the reason why Josh McDaniels is still there. We will see. But Derek Carr is going to have some suitors because he's not that bad of a quarterback. But Devontae, if the love and the chemistry, if there was more there, if there was more magic there, I think that Devontae Adams would have been more vocal or just, you know, been more combative, you know, because you trade away my guy, the reason why I'm there, I'm hot. I'm higher than fifth grade. The only reason why I'm here now, you're going to get rid of him now. Now what am I supposed to do? Y'all done hoodwinked me. So I can see where that's coming from. But
you know something? I mean, tell you on the back end of that. On the back end of that, I also feel that Devontae Adams, at the end of the day, is going to see. He's going to probably lay back for a minute, see what they do. Then he's going to definitely, in my opinion, say, I think what he's saying in his mind is, damn, Aaron, why couldn't you have been more precise about what you was going to do? I would have resigned here, and we'd still be making it happen.
No, I think he just said, screw it, I'm out of here. Because
I think the organization, they're going to let Carr go because who you going to pay? You got two
contracts. Oh, he's
I mean, he's probably going because they gotta figure out what they're gonna do with the running back.
Yeah, Josh.
Well, here's the problem. They had him out the door until he was basically out the door.
Yeah, he bet on himself. He got on himself.
This the thing was, if this year was a bust, I'm of this mindset. If this year was a bust, I think they was gonna clean house. If they didn't make the playoffs, I think they was gonna clean house anyway. Again. Because it was already cleaning the house by bringing in Josh. If this was a bust, if they didn't make the playoffs, they was going to blow this thing up. Because they didn't sign nobody to extensions.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't sign. They wasn't going to re-sign no one to extensions. They was going to see how this season was going. Once they realized that this season was not going the direction that they wanted to, that's when it was like, okay, we're getting rid of Derek Carr. We're going to reevaluate Jacobs, Waller, and now Devontae Adams, which on paper, this is still a pretty good roster.
Well,
on offense. Defense got some holes to plug. I mean, I get it. Rock their number one draft pick, Rock Ya-Sin, was hurt. They still got some, you know, it gets some more leadership on defense. I think they can fix that up with, you know, this upcoming draft. But I think the mindset of the Raiders the whole time was this is going to be a short leash project. Now, do I think Josh McDaniels, like I said, I think Josh McDaniels should be one and done. But the only way I can see him still being there is if they're trying to go after Tom Brady. Which I'm gonna give you a preview. I still wouldn't be sold on that.
Well, here would be the thing for me. The thing for me would be this. I can see Tom Brady going there. I don't know how it happened, but for the entire season, the connection he had with Mike Evans the last two seasons just totally imploded.
Yeah, his connection ain't there with nobody. It's all on the offensive line. The offensive line has not held him.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember one time, Mike Evans, very first play of the game, he had a wide open bomb and just dropped it. And I knew at that point, I said, this game's already over. You know, and this is just me. The Raiders is just an organization that I would not want to be a part of. I don't know what it is. It's just something. I'll tell you what it is. Once Al Davis passed on, it ain't been the same.
Al Davis was a wild boy, man.
hey, but I tell you what, he looked out for his players. I'm not saying Mark Davis does not, but I'm just a fan, and I think I told you this a couple of years ago. I was never a fan of a franchise even going to Las Vegas. I just thought it was too much temptation for a young man. I mean, you got to be super, super disciplined.
You see what happened last year with the boy that played for them after the game?
Yeah, Henry Ruggs. This team went through a whole lot.
I mean, look, Josh Jacobs got in trouble up there. Henry Ruggs got in trouble up there. That dude Arnett had issues up there. it's that's just a place to me. If I'm a pro athlete, I would not want to stay there. I would not want to live there. Right. Period.
Yeah, so guys, we up against them. We got to put our foot on the gas with us. So are we mailing in the Chiefs over the Raiders later on today, 4:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Anybody got the Raiders? Anybody got the Raiders winning this game? Nobody? Yo, Dad! Dad sent me an AML. Nah, he's not picking the Raiders this week over the Chiefs. We also got to talk about this other game tonight. Tennessee Titans not hosting, but going to the Jacksonville. All right, this Chiefs Raiders game, you know, Chiefs, this is a must win for the Chiefs because we have no idea how this number one seed is going to play out. So they need to win this game just, you know, to ensure they did everything they had to do to lock it in. The Titans going to Jacksonville. The Titans are 7-9. They do hold a tiebreaker over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville is 8-8. Titans are not going to have Ryan Tannehill. They're probably going to start Joshua Dobbs. Malik Willis will be the backup. Derrick Henry is going to play. That's one interesting thing. That's one interesting nugget about that. But the Trevor Lawrence over the last month and a half, man, I give him the last 2 months. Trevor Lawrence over the last 2 months been balling. I think he leads the AFC in QBR, 14 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. This is not the same Jacksonville Jaguars team that started off the season. And I got to give kudos to Dougie P real quick. You know, Dougie P, he's my guy. I knew once they got rid of Urban and Doug Peterson was going to come in, Doug Peterson with Trevor Lawrence, he's going to get the best out of Trevor Lawrence because he is a quarterback's coach. He is a quarterback-minded coach. Not just an offensive-minded coach, but a quarterback-minded coach. So he was going to use a weapon like Trevor Lawrence and get the best out of him. Now, it took a whole season, but they could still sneak in. They can still sneak in with a win, and I'm going to tell you like this. I think they do it.
That guy. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, actually, Jacksonville won the first one, and they beat him by 14. So, I think basically if the Jags win, they already got the South.
Yeah.
So they'll have the fourth seed?
They'll have the fourth seed.
The fourth seed in a home game.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Jacksonville is that team to me right now that you really don't want to play.
No.
They come out, especially at home now. This is January. Now, you playing in Jacksonville. That's beneficial to everybody, but especially the Jaguars because you're in their wheelhouse. It's not – the weather will not be a factor for them, you know, for at least one playoff game. So that's huge for them. They, like you said, Mark, you don't want to play them. They got a home playoff game. That save is going to be rocking. I love that. So Jacksonville over Tennessee. Everybody, we all in agreement with that?
Yep. Jacksonville. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to let y'all have – well, Giants are facing the Eagles tomorrow, 4:00. We are at home. It is noted that the Giants are resting their stars. They really have nothing to play for. I mean, other than bragging rights. But Philadelphia needs this game to secure the number one seed. We kind of squandered away our chance of locking up earlier. That's okay. We try to roll the dice, putting Gardner Minshew out there for a second time. He turned into a pumpkin. And we got to eat some crow. Now, I had more confidence in Gardner Minshew than Gardner Minshew had in Gardner Minshew in that second game against New Orleans. He looked absolutely horrific. He looked terrible. And I don't want to see him no more this year. I'm just going to put it like that. I don't want to see him no more.
They're going to do a close up on him tomorrow.
I want to slap that mustache off on him so bad right now. No, look.
Why? It looks better than yours.
I don't have. Yeah. I don't care. That mustache didn't help me nor him. He almost got knocked off by what's the name? But that's neither here nor there. He was so bad. Like, it was just so different. But I'm not gonna. I'm gonna move on. But what you guys got?
Put it this way. Well,
Philly's going to win.
It can't get worse than what Carson Wentz did. So let's put it that way. Let's start with that. Having said that,
he kind of looked like Carson Wentz the way he held the ball.
Well, at least he didn't throw three picks, or did he?
Hey, he was responsible for three turnovers against Dallas, but at least he still, had us in the game to win. Exactly. This one, he just threw the crucial pick six.
Oh, Carson Wentz threw two picks on the first two drives.
There you go.
Are we,
you said the Giants arrested their starters, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Philly. Yeah, but like I said, they got to get this right tomorrow. They have to.
Yeah, we're going to get back in our mojo, get back into the swing of things, get their rhythm going. Now, you still might see Gardner Minshew later, like in the second half. I hope we see Ian Book, our third string. I don't want to see Gardner Minshew no more. I don't want to see him no more. But we're going to take care of business. Mm-hmm. We're going to lock this thing up, and we're going to reevaluate this next week as we really get into the playoffs. So Buccaneers against the Falcons. See, these games are
tricky.
To me, they're tougher than judging games in the first season. Because in the beginning of the season, we don't really know what the teams. We got an idea of what the teams look like because we're looking for potential, and we're going off what we think is going to happen. Now we get into the regular season, late in the season, last season, we don't know who's playing.
That's the tricky part.
And who's going to ball out? Because there's going to be some teams, some players that have not looked good all season long. And come this last game of the season, last time to showcase their talent, they balled out and they might take over a game. You might see something out the offense of the Atlanta Falcons you have not seen all season long. Why? Cause they're playing for pride, they're playing with house money, and they're playing for next season. Whereas the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they still need to win this game to win this. Have they clinched the NFC South?
Yes.
So they're not playing for nothing.
Exactly. So I mean, either way, they'll still be number four.
So there's no way Tom Brady's playing this game.
They shouldn't be, no.
I got Atlanta in this game.
If Tom Brady plays this game,
I honestly don't see.
Todd Bowles will not be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next season. I think Todd Bowles might be another one and done.
And this is in Atlanta, right?
Yes. I mean, you got Tom Brady and you can't get 10 wins. That's an indictment. Especially since this was a playoff team last year. Right. I don't care if Bruce Arians was the head coach. I don't care how long you've been at hat, you had that chemistry. That should not be an excuse why this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team and this god awful division should not be a 10-win team. And credit to me, I did have them winning the division at the get go, but not like this. Oh my God, this team is terrible. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have never beaten you and they're not scared of you. Let's think about that. They have never beaten Tom Brady, and they're licking their chops. They are hoping they get this. They get this first round.
They almost had him the first time. They went for that blown call.
Dallas Cowboys are licking their chops. This is one monster they are not afraid of. They want to slay this dragon and put this man out of his misery. I can't believe I'm saying about a Tom Brady team, but that's where we're at with the Buccaneers and the Falcons. And speaking of that, we got to talk about, hey Mark, you got the Falcons or the Buccaneers?
I'm going to go with the, Buccaneers-ness.
Okay.
I'm going with Atlanta. But you had mentioned a little earlier about the Giants and Philly game. Mill, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm starting to get a little worried.
Oh, don't get worried. Don't get worried.
No, I think I can see where this is going on that way. Go ahead, Mark. Tell us why.
Because you know when teams get hot like that for first 12, 14 weeks, always wonder, okay, watch for the hook. Something's going to happen. Philly didn't get, you know, I'm wondering, number one, is Jalen Hurts really 100%? And are they throwing him out there in desperation? They've thrown him out there in desperation, and he gets hurt. Now you're in real big trouble. That's number one.
Interesting point.
And number two, I'm always skeptical when teams start off 11 and 12 and over, because, hey, they're human. At some point, they're going to hit a bad patch. And I'm wondering if they're hitting that bad patch at the wrong time. Because if they lose, there ain't no we'll be back next week. You're going home. I'm really concerned about Philly at this point. Because I didn't say tonight, low-key about it. But for a minute, I said, this has got to be the team that's coming out of the NFC for the Super Bowl. I'm being confident in that now.
And that's fair. But I will say this. I still do have that confidence in them because I look back at, you know, what has transpired over the last couple of weeks. I've read all the reports inside the Eagles, outside the Eagles, and just to note, before he got hurt, after he injured the shoulder, he still went 7 for 11, threw over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, but here's the problem with
that. He still could have went against Dallas. He still could have went against New Orleans. He still could have went, but I'm of the mindset. I'm on the other side. I'm on the other side of the spectrum as you are. They got too confident in Gardner Minshew.
I thought he would come in and I said, you know what? They ain't going to lose. I said, you know what?
They thought they could rest Jalen because it's not just his shoulder that's bothering Jalen. It's not just his shoulder. They thought they could buy a couple of weeks and, you know, still get at least one, at least win against New Orleans. They thought that they could, Gardner Minshew could at least beat New Orleans Saints. And we could have had his, then we could have rested, not just his shoulder, but for the rest of his body. Now he's going to play this last week.
Well, it's not only that, but then you got one of the main bodies that's protecting him that is injured.
Yes, and he can watch that right side better than Gardner Minshew did.
So I got concerns now. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like some serious concerns because I'm starting to look at things a little bit. I'm also starting to wonder to some point, okay, people figured something out here. The other thing that I look at, and I know nobody's paying it no attention when it comes to the Giants. Hey man, them dudes are starting to play. If they could ever get their wide receiver situation intact, I honestly think that would be the team to beat. Daniel Jones is playing phenomenal. You got Saquon. It's just the receiving core. You don't know. I mean, Slayton is decent, but that's the issue.
Yeah, but none of those guys are going to play tomorrow.
Well, at this point, you know what? I'm kind of like this if I'm the Giants. At least for a half, yeah, stick it to them. Because if you can make this a little rough for Philly and somehow you luck up and you do win.
The only way you're going to make it rough for Philly is if you pull out a win. We're going to get some momentum. Philly just wants to get some momentum, get that offensive drag on. So this is really a blessing in disguise. So now we get to put Jalen Hurts in. And he gets to knock off just a little bit of that rust because we lock in his number one seed. He's off next week anyway. So it works out for him. So we can develop that that rhythm back.
And there's one other issue, I'll let you guys have. The other issue is this. I know they've looked horrible all year. But, man, if Tom Brady and them just started clicking, it's going to be a problem.
Yes, that's going to be Dallas' problem for ours, though.
Yeah, but hey, if he get on a rhythm, it's gonna be everybody's problem in about the next 2-3 weeks.
Be at the hot spot at the right time.
That could be anybody. We can still go on another run. As long as the Eagles pull off this W and look good offensively, that's gonna be enough to carry us in there. Now we still gotta move on. We gotta talk about Tom Brady's old team. Now, this is interesting. The 8-8 Patriots going to the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mark, I can't call this game. You got to help me out with this one.
Bro, I'll be honest with you. I don't know where Buffalo's mindset is.
Right.
And I know where New England's is. I hate to say this, but yeah, hey, Belichick ain't very compassionate. He's going to go in there with that mindset. Let's beat the hell out of them. We got it. They're vulnerable. Let's go get it.
Yeah, and that's something you can guarantee out of a Patriots, Bill Belichick team. They're not going to lay down for nobody. They try to win every football game.
And I think emotions are going to be high. Well, they are. Ain't no thinking.
Well, yeah, it is.
I know it's crazy they're playing on Buffalo, but I think I don't know. I think the advantage is going to be New England.
Now, New England, are they in the playoffs?
No.
They're eliminated?
No. I think they got to win.
Well, they have to win and get some help.
When it gets some help,
which they might end up getting that help, because I think Miami is on the collapse.
And that's another tricky one, too. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, we're going to get to that one. So I honestly think that the Bills are going to pull this one out. Because right now, the mindset is they're on a high behind the progress of DeMar Hamlin. They're going to start playing for him. And I think they're going to send a message with the New England Patriots, come Sunday. Sunday, 1 o'clock. The line, they got the Bills -7. I think they're going to cover that. I think they're going to start playing for DeMar Hamlin. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder. And it's going to make this playoff AFC going to be a little bit more difficult. Now, real quick, can we mail in Vikings over the Bears?
Yeah, I could say that for two reasons.
Yeah, Justin Fields not playing.
No.
They're 3-13. They want to lock in a high draft pick. So Vikings, yeah, they got that one. You agree with that one, Mark? Mark?
Yeah, I'm here, Bill.
I agree with you.
I do agree with you on that.
Vikings over Bears. Okay. Now, this is a tough one real quick. We got the Baltimore Ravens at 10-6. And just like the Bills, we don't know what kind of emotional mindset this team is going to be. The Cincinnati Bengals at 11-4.
Oh, well, you know what? That one won't be hard at all for me, because I'm going with Cincinnati. I think Baltimore is just spiraling out of control. Lamar Jackson is like, hell no, I ain't playing. I think Cincinnati's going to win that one. I mean, to me, that's the easiest of the games that should be difficult to pick.
Yeah. I'm going to roll with you on that one. Yeah, I got Cincinnati in that one. With Tyler Huntley, the Eagles with Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew haven't proven anything, this time of season, you do need your starting quarterback to win a football game. They're not even in the playoffs yet. They're 10-6 right now. Yes, you are right, Mardell. I don't know what to make of this Ravens team, but I know this Bengals team, T. Higgins was going through a lot this week also. Thoughts and prayers go out to him. I hope he gets his mind right, because T. Higgins can ball when he's out there. And it's just unfortunate he had to be a part of that collision with DeMar Hamlin, and he had to go through all that. Again, big shout-out to the first responders and the Cincinnati medical team for save my man's life, not once, but twice. Y'all get all the props and love today. And Bengals 9-9, I got that all day.
Mm.
Texans against the Colts, who cares? Who cares? I don't even want to call this BS right here.
Well, yeah, this should be Jeff Saturday's last game.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll be back
up. This should be Jeff Saturday's last game. This should be Nick Foles' last game. This should be Matt Ryan's last game. This should be Lovie Smith's last game. This should be Davis Mills' last game. Am I missing anybody? Coaching staff? If there's two teams that's playing on Sunday that they just both need to clean house,
It's got
all. And I'm talking about. I mean, might have to sell the team again. Ownership on down. These two dumpster fire teams needs to go somewhere and just somebody take these two franchises out of the pastures, lay them to rest. I got no faith in any of them. Whatever draft picks they get, they're going to screw up. I have no faith in either one of them. And I'm going to flip a coin and say Jeff Saturday will win.
Oh, Lord. Well, for the first time, it was a tie. Remember?
Right. Jeff Saturday, the Colts are going to win because the Houston Texans have the number one pick. They're not going to screw this up.
They're going to
find a way to lose this one, and Jeff Saturday is going to play for pride. Y'all seen Lovie Smith on the sideline?
No.
Have you seen such a more pitiful face in all? He has the saddest puppy dog face of any NFL coach I've ever seen in my life. He's just like, man, I hate this feeling, but man, if it wasn't for that check.
But you know, wouldn't it be funny if
it wasn't for the check, I would not be here.
But the first game of the season was a tie. Now they're playing each other on the last week of the season. Wouldn't it be funny if it was a tie again? That has never happened before in NFL history.
Oh my God.
So don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if it turns out that way.
Yeah, but I'm not expecting both their offenses are so bad, they should just go out in victory formation. These guys just take knees. I'd rather see that everybody just take a knee, run the clock all the way out, all the way through halftime, all the way through, and just a tie. Just play commercials throughout the whole game. This is where the networks get their money, pay their bills. You know, there'll be a lot of commercials during this football game. Okay, Jets against the Dolphins. I'm a fan of Sauce Gardner. I think Sauce Gardner is the best cornerback in the league. I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Skylar Thompson.
I have no idea who's playing quarterback for the New York Jets.
Joe Flacco.
Give me the Dolphins.
I'm going with the Jets.
There's no way in hell. I'm picking. Did you see Joe Flacco the last time?
It's still better than Carson Wentz.
At least Carson Wentz wanted to play. Joe Flacco act like he wanted no parts of lining up on the center taking a snap.
Hey, last time I saw Joe Flacco. I tell you this about Joe Flacco, being a Ravens fan. Put that dude in a playoff game. He's a bad boy. You put him in a playoff game, and I'm hoping that's the mentality he takes tomorrow, because this will probably be his last game as a pro. You got to remember, this dude has been in the league 17 years.
Right. Wow. I didn't see that with Gumman either.
Yeah, he got two rings, don't he?
I thought it was one.
One? Yeah, with the ball. Yeah, that's
when the Baltimore Ravens. He only got one.
That's when he could play quarterback. When he wanted to play quarterback.
And that was
the way I saw him last, I got a serious problem with him because he just act like he didn't want to play. I've never seen a quarterback where the football's kryptonite to him. It just like as soon as he got the ball, he wanted to die.
But you want to know something? Where is this game being played?
Miami. It's playing in Miami.
Dolphins lose, they out the playoffs, aren't they?
Yep.
Either one of them lose, they out the playoffs.
Well, no, the Jets were already eliminated last
Dolphins
week.
Dolphins starting a rookie quarterback.
But you know what? He actually showed a little bit of flash last week against New England. A little bit. But, I mean, I don't have enough, you know, footage on him to say. I mean, the only reason why I'm picking the Dolphins is because of, you know, Tyreek and Waddle. That's the only reason.
Yeah, and that's better than what – I mean, don't get me wrong. That the Jets' offense, if they have a good quarterback, it can win this football game. It's just Joe Flacco. I have minus zero. Somebody owes me confidence for Joe Flacco. I don't have none. I got to borrow some faith to put in for Joe Flacco. Anybody got some faith I could borrow for Joe Flacco?
I don't know where to give you that.
My dad says no. Move on. Keep moving. This is not news here. This is not hot. This is lukewarm gossip. So Dolph, we're kind of on the fence like that. Mark and Roman have the Jets. Me and Kevin got the Dolphins. Browns against the Steelers. Now, this game is just as equally as ugly. I got Pittsburgh, too.
I got Pittsburgh, and here's the scenario. Pittsburgh wins, but they have to get they have to rely on the Dolphins to lose and New England to lose. So you have to have three scenarios exactly to work.
I'm not concerned about the Steelers making the playoffs. I was concerned about Mike Tomlin's streak of having a winning season. He's 8-8 right now. This is the make or break game, and he has been on the verge. He has been surviving all season long.
He's never had a losing season in his career since 2007.
And with the drama going on with the Cleveland Browns and my lack of faith in Deshaun Watson this year, and with Jadeveon Clowney saying, screw you guys, I'm not coming back. I got to go with Pittsburgh right now. These guys, I think they're playing for a little bit more pride. I think Cleveland's playing for a little bit of dysfunction. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, no, I put it to you like this. Like I said, for me, growing up back in that area, I always say the road to the Super Bowl goes through Pittsburgh. And they win tomorrow, the road to the Super Bowl will go through Pittsburgh. And I truly believe that. I think they're the best coached. I think they're the best. How can I put it? The most stable organization I've ever seen in the NFL. When you can have three coaches since 1969. And the biggest mistake they made this year, I think they got rid of Chase Claypool too quick. I think they was mailing the season in. They didn't think they had a chance. And then their fate changed. I think if they get in there, do I think they'll go all the way? No. But if you got to play a playoff game in Heinz Field, it's going to be hell. And I truly believe Pittsburgh's going to be that team you don't want to have to face in the AFC. Yeah, I mean, it seems like no matter how bad you would think they would have of a season, Najee Harris is playing now. You got the running game going.
The rookie quarterback recognized.
You got
Pickett and Pickens combination. I disagree with you, Mark. I think for real, I feel like they should have got more for Chase Claypool than what they got. But I think it was time for him to go. The chemistry just was not there. And the only reason why I'm saying that with Pittsburgh, if there's any other franchise, Mark, you would be absolutely right. Pittsburgh has brought in some great wide receiver talent. Let's just keep it honest. From AB, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, now this guy Pickens. They have hit on their wide receivers.
Don't forget about Plaxico and Santonio Holmes.
I'm talking about as a recently now. Recently.
They'd always had good
receivers. Plaxico, Santonio Holmes, Antonio Brown. Like, oh my, and my boy. I ain't gonna lie. Yes, I'm a Hines Ward fan. That was one scrappy, tough SOB. I would give him that. But my point is, the Pittsburgh Steelers always hit on wide receivers, so I can't really say they should not have gotten rid of Chase. They got rid of Chase Claypool too early. It's a dime a dozen over there. Those boys can ball. So I feel like they should have got more bang for their buck when it came to Chase Claypool. They're finding wide receivers. I don't see where they're missing, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I mean, I would say if it didn't work out by the end of this week, maybe we could say that. But who's to say that, you know, I mean, they got rid of them when they were on their down, you know, points. So, like I said, who knows what could have happened if he stayed?
Yep.
We may never know.
So, yeah, we're on the fence about, so we got to go. We're really up against this 11 o'clock. We got a couple more games to talk about real quick. Studio W, Sports Page, it's your main man, Mill. Mark Daniels, the Boss of Guru Online, and Ride Shotgun with me. I got Mr. Romar Smith and Mr. Kevin Harris. And somewhere WB is around here. We're trying to get him on the mic just for a few minutes. You know, brought to you by J&J, you know, Sports Apparel, 3302 Williamsburg Road, Supreme Free Market. Go in there, keep hooking the left till you see the back, till you see the sports teams. Hey, tell Jamil and Naeem, Studio W, sent you. Yo, You go in that Supreme Flea Market, you gonna find what you need. I guarantee you that. But we're really up against it, guys. Panthers against the Saints. I know nobody cares about this team, this game either. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Panthers 6-10, Saints 7-9. Man, I got business with the Saints because we were supposed they beat us last week. I give them their props. We win that game a little bit too cocky, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But they really have nothing to play for. Punched us in the mouth. Okay, they're still salty about their draft pick that they're giving us. We should have handled business, but that's neither here nor there. They're going up against the Carolina Panthers. They're hosting the Carolina Panthers 1:00 tomorrow. Do they pull it out?
The Panthers do.
I'm going Carolina.
I'm going with Carolina.
You're going with Carolina? Okay, we all going with. I'm going with Carolina because I don't like what the Saints did to us last week.
Mail-in.
Okay. Yeah. Chargers against the Broncos.
Oh.
Mail-in.
Chargers. Anybody got the Broncos? Hey, Dan, you got the Broncos? He said no. Cardinals against the 49ers.
Do we have to? Mail-in again.
Hey, Dan, you got the Cardinals? My dad says no.
Keep going.
Right now, Rams against the Seahawks. Rams against the Seahawks. Yo, Dad, you got to.
I got Baker Mayfield being a spoiler.
My dad says he got the Seahawks. Hey, Sonya, check my dad's temperature real quick. He said the Seahawks. My dad. Yo, this is breaking news. Hey, what? Mark, you heard that? This is breaking news. My dad's picking Pete Carroll. He's picking Pete Carroll.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I forgot who was coaching.
Oh, no.
Yeah, these are games. For some strange, ungodly reason, I have lost the faith in the Seattle Seahawks. They're 8-8, facing a 5-11 Rams team. Baker Mayfield is really playing for his job. Now, reason why I'm saying that, I'm not 100% sure, 100% certain that one Matthew Stafford will ever make it back onto a football field ever again. I don't play when it comes to neck injuries, y'all. I do not play when it comes to neck injuries, and that's what we're dealing with Matthew Stafford. So Baker Mayfield balls out, develops some chemistry in his locker room, get these guys to rally around him. I can see Baker Mayfield trying to play for this Ram job, and it'll look good on the resume if they beat the Seahawks, which I have no faith in. The Seahawks have no defense. The Seahawks can't stop a nosebleed at a Kleenex convention. They are terrible on defense. And the Rams, they are young, scrappy. They're playing with house money. And a team that's playing with house money, they blew out somebody the other night. A couple weeks ago, I mean. They blew out somebody.
Denver.
They beat Denver so bad that Denver finally had to fire Nathaniel Hackett. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what playing with house money does for you. And now, the Rams, they're in the same division. They don't like the Seahawks. They will love nothing more than just to kick them right in the teeth and say, sit right here on the couch right next to us because they ain't going nowhere.
I got to marinate on it. I got to marinate on this pick.
So I'm going with the Rams. I'm going with the Rams. And also we cool on that?
Yeah. Right?
I know Dad's got the Seahawks. Mark, who you got, Mark?
I'm actually going with the Seahawks.
Mark got the Seahawks, Dad got the Seahawks, I got the Rams, Romar got the Rams, Kevin.
Rams.
We got the Rams over here. Okay, that's gonna be it. We gotta talk about that next week. We already mailed in 49ers versus Cardinals. Rams. Oh, this is another interesting one. Guys, Kevin, Romar.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders against the Dallas Cowboys. The floor is yours.
I'm just going to pick us because I am going to stay with the tradition of being a Dallas Cowboy fan hater. I mean, it's the best rivalry in all of football. You cannot, regardless if you're the best team or not, record-wise or whatever, I'm going with the Commanders. I can't wait to see what the young boy from North Carolina can do under center.
Yeah, I said just for entertainment purposes. And of course, I'm sporting the Chase Young jersey, so you already know where I'm going with this one. I mean, if nothing else, you know, if it's nothing, you know, just for tomorrow, just beat them.
Oh, Dad?
I'm going to take the Commanders. I'm going to take the Commanders. Oh, absolutely. The Cowboys, they riding high right now. Only to fall down. No, they ain't going. Nope. I'm taking Commanders. Yep.
Got it.
Sonya.
Yes, and my girlfriend Sonya, she's a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. I do not have to ask her who she's rooting for. Mark.
I'm actually going to go with the Commanders.
All right, who's got the NFL playing?
That would be me.
Oh. You got it. Everybody's got the Commanders.
Kevin, you can't do it one shoe at a time, all right?
I know.
I thought this is crazy because I thought this game was going to be flexed to 1 o'clock.
No, it's 4:25.
So this is going to be going on at the same time as the Eagles Giants game. Now, let me tell you what's interesting about it. The Cowboys can still move up in the seedings. They can still grab the number one seed with the Philadelphia Eagles and San Francisco 49ers loss and a win against Commanders. So they're going to play their starters. Now, the Washington Commanders are playing a quarterback who's making his first ever NFL start.
They were going to sign Heineke. Heineke told them to go ahead and let him get his chance under center.
Now, you see, that's a class act right there. That's the reason why he needs to be the face of this franchise. That's the reason why he needs to be a starting quarterback going forward. Washington, you got something right there that's good enough to get the job done. Stop screwing this up. Plain and simple. Stop screwing this up. If it ain't broke, which it was not, don't fix it. Just leave it alone.
And it ain't gonna cost us a lot of money to keep them there.
Yes. You got a squad that you can build around. That's what Jalen Hurts, that's what Philadelphia did with Jalen Hurts. Build a squad around him. Now he's coming up on that paddy. Now you got a good team and you can afford to pay him and still keep on building. But enough about Philadelphia. I got the Dallas Cowboys in this game because it's a must win for them. They want to keep that pressure on. And I think they're going to play. On start, I say he's not going to play. It's probably like Tony Pollard, Leighton Vander Esch, guys that already got hurt. But if you 100% to go and you start, you're going to start this game and you're going to put this game well in hand. So unlike everybody else, I got Dallas in this one. Okay. This next one is really mad important. Sunday night.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions will go to Green Bay and face the Green Bay Packers. Now, these are two teams that are 8-8. One will have a winning season, one will not. One has playoff implication, one of them might go home. Depending on how everything else falls. I think if the Packers win, they're in.
I'm going with that guy.
If the Lions win, I think they need a little bit of help.
I'm sorry, yeah. Detroit. You will be packing up for the rest of the year.
Now,
I told you I said it a couple of weeks ago, didn't it, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to see Aaron Rodgers when he's playing good ball. He's been playing great Aaron Rodgers football for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
But this is the thing. Jared Goff has been playing better.
Hey, and what
the two of the hottest quarterbacks in his last two months have been Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff. They have been balling.
Yeah, but you're playing outside at Lambeau.
In January.
And who loves to play? Who loves the dramatics more than Aaron Rodgers?
That is true. That is true.
And he loves heroic type moments. And this would be like a heroic type moment for look like they squandered.
Is it snowing in Lambeau?
They're going down. I think in Detroit.
Is it snowing in Lambeau? That's all I want to know.
It's cold enough for him to win.
Let's see. It's 30. Oh, no. Game time, 30 degrees. I got Detroit. All the way I see Green Bay win this game is if it's got 3 inches of snow. Three, a couple of inches of snow is white. Third degrees is still below freeze, but it doesn't see where it's going to be cloudy. It looks like it's just going to be cold. I think that the Detroit Lions has enough of what it takes. They're still one of the hottest teams in the NFC right now. Not all season long, but right now. Now, to be fair, if you're going to give my Philadelphia Eagles a side eye for going on the skid around this time of season, you got to give Detroit Lions some props for handling their business over the last couple of weeks. Because even though they haven't, what the record says is they have been balling just like Green Bay. So you can't have it both ways. If you're going to say you're concerned about the Philadelphia Eagles for going on their slide, have some confidence in the Detroit Lions for the way they've been balling.
I think the way the league is set up, they want Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what they want, but.
And I think they'll get it.
All I'm going to say is discount double check.
Yeah, everybody wants to see Brady versus Rodgers. Guess what? I want to see The Rock versus Stone Cold one last time, but I don't want to see that match now. I would love to see Ric Flair against Dusty Rhodes one more time, but not right now. Now, when they're old and past their prime, I mean, rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes, one of my favorite of all time. But I don't want to see the old wrestlers no more. I don't want to see the old quarterbacks no more. The guard has to be changed sometime. Jared Goff is on a redemption tour right now. Trevor Lawrence is on a redemption tour right now. They want their respect. They want their props. They want their contracts. I think they're going to ball. I think both of these guys are going to ball out.
Trevor Lawrence only been in the league 2 years.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer has a tendency to put some years on you. When you go through that situation, you tend to get old a little bit faster.
Sorry, Jared, you're going to have to wait the next year to get into the playoffs.
You know what? Detroit, this dude Dan Campbell's got them playing. And but they've matched with Aaron Rodgers knows his legacy is on the line for this game. I think something people tend to forget too is that Jamal Williams used to play with Green Bay.
That's right. And he's balling too. He's on the verge of having a 1,000-yard season.
I mean, he got kicked to the curb. But you know what? Green Bay, I think, is going to take this game. I mean, I love what Detroit has done this year. Again, I give that coach the most props. But I think Green Bay's going to win this.
Okay. I guess so. Me and Dad got Detroit. The rest of you guys got Green Bay. That's all unfair. I get it. Y'all can't see Mr.
Hey, Rodgers.
He discount double.
Bad man.
Hey, Rodgers.
Rodgers gonna discount double check his plane ticket to Cancun. That's all he's gonna do. Cancun on three. One, two, three. Oh, nobody else? Okay, that's all. Yo, guys.
Discount double check.
Yeah, he gonna discount double check his plane tickets and all his itinerary for, gonna discount double check his reservations on the Pat McAfee show. I can't wait to hear that after he loses. But guys, it's 11:15. It's time we ride this thing on out, yo.
Man, we did it.
Yeah, did it one more time. So, in closing, anything in y'all wheelhouse y'all want to get off? I'm going to start with Mr. Mark.
I just think, you know, for this week, we've seen how powerful the father is in letting this young man make it through this adversity. All praises to him. 2023 started off rough for a lot of people, you know, and it can only get better. And I think this is the beginning of it. Sometimes it takes almost a tragedy to make greater things come about. And I think this is going to be an interesting day for football. I'm going to be honest with you. One of my workers had told me last night, I didn't realize there was a game on today. I just look forward to this weekend. I know a lot of people's fantasy got messed up this past week, so I don't know how they panning that out either. But more than anything, I'm just, you know, grateful for this young man and for some of the blessings that have occurred already in 2023, and I look forward to more of them and definitely being back on here next week.
Oh, yes, well said, well said, Mark, and I echo everything you said. And Mark, hey, Mark, each show we do, it just makes me look forward to the next one. And I appreciate every time you come on here and enlighten us, give us your nuggets, and give us your takes on everything as we close out another year and bring it back into a new one. Thank you for being here, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, man. Hey, this is a part of my life. And I look forward to it every week.
Yes, and it's never the same without you. We're going to do this thing again next week, Mark. I love you. I can't wait for next week. But until then, we'll holler at you. Yes, that was the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Romar.
Yes, sir.
Anything in your wheelhouse you want to get off before we get out of here?
I want to give a good shout-out to Old Faithful alma mater, the joy and pride of Northside.
Woo! John Marshall, Justice J.M., stand up!
Nationally number one ranked high school team. Yes. Boys basketball team.
Woo!
That's just remarkable.
Yes.
You know.
The school we went to.
Yeah.
We walked those halls.
We caused those problems.
Yes.
See,
we set their precedence. We planted those seeds, and we just passed that torch on.
You know, to be blessed to see something like that happen while I'm still alive, you know, that's big.
A public school. Number one nationally ranked in the country.
That was number 16 a week prior.
Just let that sink in, y'all. A public school that's nationally ranked. Man, that's a sight to behold.
Number one,
and we gotta catch some of those games if we can, because you know they're gonna be sold out. They're gonna have to play all their games at the Siegel Center from here on out.
Yeah,
they're gonna have to. They're gonna start selling out that bag. So yes, I echo that everything.
That and you know, hoping that the guy from Buffalo gets back full health and strength and. See how the man above works to keep us here.
Yes.
And, the ageless wonder in LA is steadily approaching the all-time scoring leader mark.
Y'all gonna have to find a little bit more ways to keep moving the goalposts for our guys.
You know, it's amazing what you. And watching what this man has done for 20 years, and they just say he's 38 years old.
And it's everything that he's done for an entire decade, this man was the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
We grew up in the video game era. LeBron James is that of the Goros, the M. Bisons, the Bowsers.
He's a healthy cheat code.
He is a he is a final boss to every game that you gotta play 10, 12 times to just beat once.
I mean, but
he is Mike Tyson of Mike Tyson Punch Out. That's what LeBron James is.
Being an all-time leader, they asked him a question about it. He said, I never said that as a goal of ours.
No, he didn't. He never called himself the king.
He never thought that he would see that, but the body of work, to become the man that he is and the things that he has done. It is simply amazing.
Simply amazing. I can't agree
with
you more.
One of them records that you don't think will be broken.
And by him. It's like, I didn't want to break the record, but hey, that just falls in line. He was because he was never a scorer. Now he's about to break Kareem's scoring record.
And it's fittingly that he's going to do it in a Lakers jersey.
Yes. Shout out to all my Lakers fans. Again, thank you, Mr. Romar. Again, I see you. Well, we gonna chop it up. We're going to throw it down later on. But for as far as the show goes, next week, it's going to be better than this one, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I can't wait. Thank you, Mr. Romar Smith, my co-host, Kevin.
Yeah, man.
Yo, anything on your mind before we get on out of here?
I'm just grateful for everything. First of all, grateful for the fact that, you know, DeMar has, like I said, he is progressing. And every day has been better news than the previous day. And like I said, I'm more grateful for you guys also, too, because, and like I said, it's very important to have conversations with things that's on your mind, because you never know, just to get your their perspective on what's been going on. So that way, at the end, you actually feel better that you actually reach out to someone in cases like that, because trying to process things by yourself, it is like the hardest thing you can do. And that's why when you reach out to people, it makes it a little more easier and your mind becomes clearer in the end. So I'm grateful for everybody here and the ones I've talked to this week. And like I said, you know, things really looked up for the better. So, and like I said, I can't wait for, you know, how this weekend's game is going to shake out. It's going, and of course the NBA, man, it's been a lot of interesting things been going on. The Lakers are actually on a 4-game winning streak for the first time in a year. So that's worth noting in itself. But outside of that, man, it's been great. But like I said, prayers to everything that's going on. And I can't wait for next week.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week either. Man, I can't wait. Once again, my brother, it's been a great year. About to start another great one. I'm glad y'all are here along for the ride. More things are coming. It's going to be awesome. Yo, Dad.
Yo.
Before we ride out, you got anything you want to tell the fans?
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, to you, Romar, too. My boy, Ja Rule, is still the baddest basketball player on the court today. Now, what you got to say about that? Nothing. He ain't got nothing to say.
Rocky wise, he's been doing too good, but he's still been playing. He's still been playing.
Oh yeah, and we. Yeah. That's how we do it on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been the Studio W Sports Page. I echo everything my guys have been saying. Again, big huge shout out to the first responders in the Cincinnati Medical Team. Cincinnati Medical Center, Cincinnati Bengals medical staff, y'all deserve all the stars, all the roses this weekend, then on, because y'all did y'all thing. Brought my guy back twice. We really appreciate that. And NFL, there's going to be some action today, some action tomorrow. NBA, action today, action tomorrow. Coming up next week, we're going to have some college basketball to talk about. The fallout for the national championship in college football, TCU versus Georgia, Monday night, 7:30. Don't forget to check it out. And next week, 9:15 in the morning, we're going to have all the sports drama, the guys and guests we're going to have. Yo, it's the Studio W Sports Page. Until next week, I will see y'all in church tomorrow.